waste your time with a broken heart. Spread your wings. See what life really brings without any strings. Live, laugh, love. Try all the things that you were afraid of. Scat, sing like Ella. Find a new fella. Live, laugh, love. Set sail with a new chart. Take that chance that a furtive passing glance could end in romance. Live, laugh, love. Try all the things that you were afraid of. Try being silly, riding that filly. Live, laugh, love. Ba-de-de-de. Make a fresh new start. Don't waste your time with a broken heart. Spread your wings. See what life will bring without any strings. Live, 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 love, love. Try all the things that you were afraid of, like find a fella, scat, sing like Ella, live, laugh, love. Just try being silly, riding that filly, live, laugh, love.
Yeah, yeah.
Good morning and welcome. Thank you for joining us both here in the sanctuary and for those of you who are joining us online this morning. Truly a beautiful, wonderful morning. There are many classes and opportunities to become involved here at Unity Minneapolis. They're listed in your bulletin. There's information out in the garden court. You could find information online. There's a few that I would like to highlight. As you saw when you walked into the sanctuary this morning, for those of you who are here, we are collecting food for the Minnesota Food Share, the Pack the Pews campaign. Today was the last day to bring the bags for this particular campaign. So I truly invite you, if you didn't bring yours, to bring it back in. We're going to be delivering them the first part of this week. So there's still time later today, first thing tomorrow morning. But truly, thank you. For those who have participated, watching that grow has been a joy to participate in. If you are considering attending the half-day women's retreat that's next weekend, please be sure to sign up today because there are only a few limited slots available for that. Several of you have been asking for a membership class option that was not a full weekend, so we've created one that will be 4 Wednesdays in April, Wednesday evenings. It will start April 8th, and again, if you plan to attend this activity, please sign up in advance so that we can prepare the materials. We kind of need to have an idea of who's going to be there. If you have your cell phone or electronic device with you, now would be a great time to take it out, to silence it, and truly give yourself and those around you the gift of this hour. And if you feel called to and you're on Facebook while you have it out, check in. Let your friends know where you're at and that they would truly be welcome here. Be sure to stay in touch online, sign up in the garden court to get our peak of the week so that we can communicate with you in many and various ways, the activities and opportunities for participation here at Unity. And the opportunity to participate today comes in prayer. So let's join together in prayer. Sweet Spirit, we are truly grateful for this day, for the love that we are, for this community. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, Amen. Shall we join together in applauding and appreciating this day? And we take this energy of prayer even deeper as we affirm together the affirmations that are printed in your bulletin that we affirm together each week as we hold the consciousness of this community. We begin by affirming our mission. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision, together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And today's affirmation, I'll affirm the first one, invite you to join me, and then the second part. So I'm going to split it in two pieces. The first line, the love of God expresses through me now. Together, the love of God expresses through me now. And the second line, I am love, I am loved, and I am loving. Together, I am love, I am loved, and I am loving. So now let's together affirm both of those lines. Together, the love of God expresses through me now. I am love, I am loved, I am loving. And we have quite a few on-duty Unity prayer chaplains today. It's a special day. So we honor and acknowledge our prayer chaplains as they begin a year of service today. And these individuals arrived early. They were here holding sacred space. They're also here to support you with affirmative prayer. Please seek them out to pray with you. If you have a concern, a joy, something on your heart that you would like to have someone to support you with, by all means, seek out a prayer chaplain. They would be honored to join you in confidentially holding the high watch, in knowing that God is already at work. Thank you for your service. Now let's all stand and join together as we sing the song for this series, A Brand New Day. The words are in your bulletin.
Here we go. Everybody look around, cause there's a reason to rejoice, you see. Everybody come out, and let's commence to singing joyfully. Everybody look up, and feel the hope that we've been waiting for. Everybody be glad, because your silent fear and dread is gone. Freedom, you see, has got our hearts singing so joyfully. Just look about, you owe it to yourself to check it out. Can't you feel a brand new day? 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 Everybody be glad, because the sun is shining just for us. Everybody wake up, into the morning, into happiness. Hello world, it's like a different way of living now. Thank you world, we always knew that we'd be free somehow. In harmony, let's show the world that we've got liberty. It's such a change for us to live so independently. Can't you feel a brand new just for us. Everybody wake up, into the morning, into happiness. Hello world, it's like a different way of living now. Thank you world, we always knew that we'd be free somehow. In harmony, let's show the world that we've got liberty. It's such a change for us to live so independently. Freedom, you see, has got our hearts singing so joyfully. Just look about, you owe it to
I think we feel it, don't you? I think we do. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We truly welcome you here to Unity Minneapolis today. And if you're really streaming with us today for the first time, we welcome you as well. Unity is a positive path for spiritual living, and we offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guests. And as we do this, we remind ourselves that we were all first-timers at one time or the other. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you just to take your courage in your hand. We're going to do nothing drastic here. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest. First-time guest. What courage out here. Courage out here. Keep your hand up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That purple packet that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. It has a welcoming CD in there. There's also a pink card in that packet. If you choose to fill out any part of that card, turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that is important. And yet, one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. That is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of God within you. Let's appreciate our first-time guest. Of course, we enjoy greeting each other, and we do that with a smile. We do it with a handshake, a hug, namaste. We usually just use one, and we always ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? So we're going to invite you to be seated. And if you did not get a chance to speak with the person that you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for tea and coffee following today's service in Friendship Hall. You know, this is one of my favorite Sundays of the year because today we install our Unity prayer chaplains. Unity was founded on the foundation of prayer. And our Unity Prayer Chaplains holds that foundation for us here at Unity Minneapolis. They hold us in prayer when we so often forget to pray with ourselves. They are a powerful group of people, powerful because of a wonderful prayer consciousness. Did you know that last year, our Unity Prayer Chaplains made 5,254 contacts? That's right. They made that many contacts during the year. Pray with our services, but if you are a member of Unity Minneapolis, you have the option of being assigned a Unity Prayer Chaplain where they will make a wellness call to you each and every month. We are truly blessed for their service here today.
Sharon Anderson, Josie Arrowsmith, Chris Bagdens, David Balzati, Margie Black, Ann Bover, Sue Bona, Kathy Dunaway, Elizabeth Engen, Darlene Erickson, Julie Fransell Nelson, Catherine Grotenheis, Steve Grotenheis, Linda Levering Snyder, Rita Mays, Chrisma McIntyre, Jean Montanez, Karen Montanez, Karen Oney, Carla Rayberg, Lisa Rehnquist, Pat Samples, Jim Schwartz. In the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah is asked by God, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Isaiah responds, "Here I am, send me." Today we gather to celebrate and recognize each of you, for you have said, "Here I am, send me." Heeding the call to chaplaincy means you were first willing to participate in 50 hours of training. In addition, you committed to demonstrate your commitment to unity principles, hold sacred the confidences shared with you, to lovingly listen, hold the spiritual high watch with each person, a space of possibilities. Do a minimum of 8-hour chaplain service a month. Be on duty for services. Be a part of reaching out to the active members as a telephone team. Be timely with your monthly report. Be present for ongoing monthly training meetings. Communicate with the ministerial team when necessary.
In the awareness of the activity of spirit, which has led you to this moment of commitment, I invite you now to drop within your heart space. Feel that presence of God within you. And if your heart says yes, I ask that you respond with the words, "I am," to these questions. Are you willing to accept this commitment and dedication? Are you willing to do your best to remember your oneness with God and stay God-centered?
I am.
Are you willing to do your best to stay prayed up?
I am.
Are you willing to support the other members of the chaplain team?
I am.
I'd like to quote from Myrtle Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity Movement, from her Healing Letters. Mrs. Fillmore writes, "As you learn to see the fullness of God's life and love and power and substance in others, you will know that you need not pour out your own for them. You will have the knowledge and the light to call their attention to what they have and to prompt them to use it. My dear blessed ones, you have said yes. Yes, I will create a space filled with compassion and love for anyone seeking it. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for your time, your energy, and your dedication. We thank you for the many, many visible and invisible ripples of blessings, which will be the results of your loving service. You are indeed an incredible gift to this ministry. And so on behalf of entire Unity Minneapolis, and yes, on behalf of the entire Unity Movement, I thank you. We thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I proudly present to you our class of 2015 Unity Prayer Chaplains. I invite you to remain standing as we sing together, "Here I Am, Lord."
Stars of night, I will make their darkness bright.
We will now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of Surely the Presence. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is overcomer. I am an overcomer. God has given me everything I need to succeed. What an empowering idea. The power of God in me is greater than any difficulty. I tap into the guidance of God to navigate unexpected barriers. One with God, I can overcome any challenge and achieve any goal. The love of God in me brings harmony into any chaotic situation. The strength of God in me provides me the will and energy to overcome any circumstance. My faith gives me patience, insight, discernment, and positive expectations. I use my imagination to envision the best outcomes. Through the power of God in me, I achieve my dreams. I prevail. I am an overcomer. And from John, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our prayer. The word for today is overcomer.
I invite you, if you're comfortable, to close your eyes, to truly turn within to a time of conscious communion with God. And as you close your eyes, if you would take a few deep breaths, and as you focus your attention on your breath, check your body. Is there any tension? Anything that's wanting your focus? If so, breathe into it and let it go. Let your body relax. Allow the chair that you are sitting in to fully support you. As you surrender to an awareness of the flow of spirit moving through you right now. And with your next breath, carry with you into your heart space the affirmation, I am loved. Breathe it in. And as you breathe out, I am loving. I am love. I am loving. Breathe it in. Breathe it out. And in this space of love, I invite you to allow these words to be the words of your heart. In this moment, I am centered in an awareness of divine love. Divine love gently frees me from any stress, anxiety, any uncertainty. I experience a quiet calmness, a sense of confidence, the assurance of being divinely cared for. Connecting my heart and mind with God, I recognize my potential to live this day with a greater sense of joy, of peace, of love. And I choose to radiate love in everything I think, say, and do. In the stillness of this moment, I feel God's love as we join together in a time of silent prayer. We are truly love. As we bring our conscious awareness back to this experience, to this moment, we are re-energized and revitalized. And as we come to the close of this time of sacred prayer and meditation, we are centered in the divine flow. The flow of divine love, and we affirm that God's love is radiating out to do God's work, radiating in all directions, creating positive change in the world. And with grateful hearts, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen.
Love changes everything, hands and face, earth and sky. Love changes everything, how we live and how we die. Love can make a summer fly, or one night feel like a lifetime. Yes, love changes everything. Now I tremble at its name. Nothing in the world same. Love changes everything. Days seem longer, words mean more. Love changes everything. Pain is deeper than before. And love can turn your world around, and that world goes on forever. Yes, love changes everything. Brings you glory, brings you shame. Nothing in the world will ever be the same. Your wisdom disappears. Love makes fools of everyone. All the rules that we make are broken. Love changes everyone. Live or perish.
Judy, I was feeling apprehensive about the talk. You know, we always teach what we need to learn, you know, and I picked this topic several weeks ago. And, you know, the closer you get to preparing for it, you go, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Because we teach what we need to learn. And I love the lyrics there. Love has made fools out of all of us. And guess what? It's made fools out of us, and we break all these crazy rules, you know, that we've set ourselves. Anyway, we are right on week number 5 of a 7-week series. And the name of this series is Get Up, You Can. That first week, we looked at Get Up, You Can Reshape Your Life. And we can get up and reshape our life because we have that one presence, that one power, God within us, and we can co-create with that presence and that power to reshape our life. That's what our church is about. It's about transforming lives. Not someone else's out here, but they all need transforming, right? Yeah, but it's about transforming our life. That second week was, get up, you can be healed. You can be healed. And we looked at the difference between healing and the cure. We also looked at the importance of faith and expectancy in this healing process. And then that third week, we looked at get up, you can be prospered. And we looked at our principles that we use for prosperity. We looked at especially the principle of giving and receiving, knowing that what activates that principle is giving, stepping into the flow of giving. And then last week, we looked at get up, you can, live without stress or strain. Live without stress or strain. And we looked at how consciousness is the house that we live in is our consciousness. And the stress and the strain is out here. And we have the key in our pocket. We're inside the house of consciousness. And we have the key to determine whether or not we are going to let it in. Wow, it's our choice. And then, of course, today we are going to talk about get up, you can, know, love, and fulfillment. You throw out the word love. We could talk about that word forever, could we not? I think it's the most talked about word probably on the planet. You know, preachers preach about it, singers sing about it, couples talk about it, girlfriends talk about it, boyfriends talk about it. It has many different meanings, does it not? And most of us grew up in a situation where perhaps that meaning of love was not modeled necessarily the way we teach love. You see, we have always felt, many of us have felt, that things would come naturally. We would be able to love naturally when we find the right thing to love. You know, we go to the marketplace for groceries, do we not? We go to the therapist. We go to wherever we need to go to get what we want. So surely we would go to the marketplace for love, right? I look around and I know some of you have been to that marketplace for love, you know? I've been there. You probably saw me there in that marketplace for love, you know? It's like, as Mr. Eric Butterworth would say, it's like a smorgasbord when you go out. Oh, is it this one? Is it that one? Maybe it's this one over here. Oh, gosh, maybe it's all three of them, you know? But really, we are looking for love. And it's so important, my dear friends, for us to realize that those things that we seek are truly not necessarily out there. What happens is that when two people come together by divine appointment, when they come together and they come together and they have, that's the one. That's the one that's going to meet all my expectations. Because I know that if I find the right and perfect one, all of my expectations will be met. We put everything on finding the right one. And so we get together. We get together, whatever shape, form, or fashion we get together. We get together, and guess what? The other one over here has also said, I know that I will get everything I need from this relationship. So what happens when relationships get together sometimes? There is an expectancy that all of our needs will be met in that relationship. And all of a sudden, we're living in a purgatory of expectations from that individual. I see heads going like this, you know? It's like, yes, I follow you on Facebook. I know what you're doing, okay? But, you know, we have these great expectations. The other thing that I kind of wanted to address is loneliness. I think most of us sitting in this room, we've certainly been lonely at one time or the other, have we not? We have been lonely, and again, if we're not careful, we can go out and we can look out here to satisfy that loneliness. We can look out here. We go back to the marketplace looking for someone that is going to satisfy it. And nothing sometimes can be more dangerous than two lonely people coming together, thinking that it is love. The Beatle says, all those lonely people, where did they come from? All those lonely people came from a place thinking that it could be the loneliness could be satisfied out here. And when two people come together like that, there is an explosion there ready to happen. Ready to happen. Realizing that you can be single, as you know, and be lonely. And you can be married for 28 years and still be lonely. We think sometimes that this person's going to do away with that loneliness. Mr. Butterworth says that loneliness is a deficit of spirit. We are not aware of that. It's not a it's a psychological issue. That we are not aware of spirit. And it is spirit within that helps us to do away with that loneliness in our life. Jesus, our teacher, our way shower, had a lot to say about love. In fact, the whole Bible has a lot to say about love, does it not? You know, back in Deuteronomy, Moses was asked, what is the greatest commandment? And the greatest commandment there was, thou shalt love thy neighbor, thy God, with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and all their soul. And it stopped. Jesus came onto the scene. And Jesus had something else to say about it. I love it. He says, teacher, which is the most important commandment of the law of Moses? And Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And the second, and the first, that this is the first and the greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the other commandments and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. These commandments are throughout the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, Romans, James, Galatians, all of these commandments are referred to there. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And yet, some people say that all of Christianity is based on these commandments. And yet, so often I give thanks that I did not love my neighbor as myself. Because I was not loving myself. Can anyone relate to that? We were told, you know, to put others first and ourselves last. And until we come into a teaching such as this, we don't realize that first things first, we must love ourselves, not from an ego point of view, no, but love ourselves, knowing that unless I love myself, I cannot express love to others. I cannot express it unless I love myself. To the degree that I love myself is to the degree that I can share and express that love to others. And so often, we try to go out and love others without appreciating and loving ourselves. Can you really love anyone anyway? Can you really love anyone anyway? Can you take that love out of you and put it on a plate and say, now eat it, you know? Let me share it with you. Eat it. No, that's not the way we assimilate love. Not at all. What we do, my friends, is we have this love within us to be expressed. And as we are expressing this love within us, it creates a condition. It creates a situation so that the other person can also allow that love to be released from within them. So the love that we feel for each other is truly the love that is coming forth within us. That's how we give it away, so to speak. We allow that love to flow through us, creating a place of comfort, of creating that space of comfort so that others can allow that love to express through them. We see that in our dating process, do we not? Well, I won't go into all the details on that, okay? But we get to that point where we are in that place where we can allow that love to come forth. We have a security, we have safety, we have trust. It's really important, my friends, to get in touch with what Butterworth calls within dependent. In other words, we are dependent on the love that is within us, the love of God. And as we nurture that love of God within us, then we are able to express it to others. We have to be careful sometimes and looking outside of ourselves to satisfy that love within. We often say, we must stay centered in love. Have you heard that before? Well, what does that mean? Centered in love. What does that mean? Centered in love literally means, my dear friends, that we see with the eyes of love. That we fall in love with everything. Everything we see is love. The day, have you fallen in love with this day? Yes. Have you fallen in love with the drivers on the freeway? Of course you have, okay? But you have fallen in love with it. Everything we see, we are to see with the eyes of love. And that is about staying centered in love. Now, don't misunderstand me. This takes practice, does it not? It takes practice. Just like, I don't care if you've been together for 2 weeks, for 100 years, it still takes practice. And it is a decision to love. Let me share you a quick story. I didn't get permission to share this, but I'll take the consequences. Okay, so this past week, my spouse and I, he and I had an argument. Can you imagine that? An argument. Those of you that know me and know him, you can certainly understand that, you know? So we had an argument. And here I am getting ready to go to work. I needed to be at work. I needed to be here. And I left so upset. Left so upset. And he was upset. And I get to work. And I sit at my desk. I cannot work. I cannot work. And I thought to myself, okay, is this codependency right now? No, it's not codependency. I had stepped out of expressing love. And I was so grateful to see some of you going like this. I called, no answer. I got in the car. I went home. I'm less than 5 minutes from here. Went home. And I said, look, I cannot work. We've got to clean this up. We will, he said. That was not the time to clean it up. I had to go to work. But it's so important, my friends, for us to stay centered in love. And to stay centered in love, my dear friends, takes practice, practice, practice in order to do that. I've had the term helpmate used before. I want to be your helpmate. I can remember my mother and father talking about helpmate. Did anybody else remember the word helpmate? Did you hear it growing up? I'm your helpmate. Maybe you didn't. I see some heads going like this, and maybe it's a generational thing. And needless to say, helpmate, when I grew up, I thought that helpmate was about someone coming to help me. Do you know what I mean? Help me make a living. Help me do this and that. Don't misunderstand me. That may be part of the helpmate mentality. But a helpmate means that there is someone in your life that is going to help you and see for you the wedding of the divine and the human. Someone that can support you in doing that. You see, I believe that we are drawn together for obviously a reason. We are drawn together. We think it's because we've fallen madly in love. Of course, perhaps we've just had a fall in consciousness. And so there must be a rising in love. There must be a rising in love over and beyond the fall in love. But we have come together for a purpose. And that purpose is growth, spiritual growth. And we, my dear friends, can have a friend, a helpmate, a partner, whatever, that can help see that we can, that can see when we cannot see the potential and the possibility within us. That is a helpmate. I also believe that even when you come together in a committed, caring relationship, regardless of what that may look like, and even though the practice and the practice and the practice, I know I have no judgment around divorce, none whatsoever. I don't say, well, just go get a divorce. I always encourage people that are having challenges in their life to do their work and to do their work, to do it together, to seek professional help first and foremost. If you were having a challenge with your health, you would go get professional help, would you not? If you're having a challenge with your relationship, I encourage people to go get that help. And often, that problem is caused because two people have grown at two different rates. They are there to grow and to support each other, but perhaps in some ways, they have grown apart. And so when it says, till death do us part, if you stay, I don't use that in weddings, if you say, till death do us part, and you stay in this situation, my dear friends, death more than likely will do you part, because more than likely it affects every aspect of our being. So when I say, and I've said this on this platform before, when a marriage or a relationship is over, it does not mean failure. It means that it is complete. It is complete. And, my dear friends, then at that point, you can still, if Spirit guides you to do so, you can still walk away with love. With love in your heart. With love. And come and see Reverend Pat. We do a divorce ceremony that's absolutely beautiful. I'm not being sarcastic about that. It's really important to know that when you end a relationship, that you want to walk away in love. You want to walk away in love, and you want to do also your forgiveness work. So can you know love and fulfillment? There should be a yes to that, okay? Do you know why you can know love and fulfillment? Do you know why? Because the love and fulfillment is within you. It's within you. The love and the fulfillment that you seek is within you. We don't have to go searching for it. So without a doubt, we can say you can know love and fulfillment. Also, we can remember that it's not necessarily being with a person. The love and fulfillment is discovering a new depth within yourself. A new depth within yourself. Emmett Fox, beautiful metaphysician. Beautiful metaphysician. He says that life is consciousness. And as we go about going within and changing our consciousness, then we are transformed. And then because we have changed our consciousness by the law of attraction, the law of consciousness, we attract to us groups of people that are somewhat similar to us. I didn't say exactly alike, but somewhat similar to us. And then from that groups of people, I believe that someone emerges that you too, that special person that you can share your life with. That, my dear friend, is consciousness in action. We do the work. In other words, it's not for us to go out and find the right person. It is for us, my dear friends, to be the right person. To be the right person. And then we attract to us those that are similar to us. For you see, the love that you seek is not out here. The love that you seek is within. Life is consciousness. Consciousness attracts. And as Judy so beautifully sang a few minutes ago, love changes everything. Everything it changes is about you. You are in a different place. You are in a different place because you allow that love that is within you to flow through you, to be expressed through you. So, my dear friends, the mind, as Richard and Mary Alice Jafala would say, the mind can take us to heaven's gate. Heaven's gate, the mind can take us there. But it is only love that opens the door. You want to experience love within you, then begin to love and appreciate yourself. And know truly that you are loved, that you are God's beloved. Get up. You can. You can know love and you can know fulfillment. And so it is. Amen.
Nobody sold me, always knew it, no.
nobody told me. I believe in someone to hold me. I believe in love.
Incredible music team, incredible, and Dave, welcome home. Dave Burgess been in Egypt for a while, and he still came back to us. Thank you, God, okay? So, wow, it's time to receive our tithes, our gifts, and our offerings. So today, if you've been spiritually fed in any way, we invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. We also invite those that are streaming with us today to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. It's very easy. There's a button to the right of your screen. Just click that button, and it will take you to a secured website. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive. Take it in your hand if you're giving it together. Love it together. Bless it together, knowing those things that we bless increase in our life. So let's just take a moment and center ourselves in this one presence and one power, God the good. Let us center ourselves in love. I will affirm our church offertory blessing once, then ask you to affirm it with me and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. Let's take a moment and bless these tithes and these gifts and these offerings. And we bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, and that is truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Next week, we're going to continue this series, and get up, you can be young at any age. Yeah, don't you like that? Yeah. And so come and be with us next week. Also, next week is Palm Sunday. We have our choir with us, full choir. And so Palm Sunday, and then, as most of you know, Easter follows Palm Sunday. And so for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to invite you, especially our membership, I'm going to invite you to park at Courage Center. Park at Courage Center and allow our the shuttle bus to shuttle you right on up here. Okay, well, that will be running at this service and, of course, in the next service as well. So we invite you to, usually this time of year, we have a lot of guests, and so we want our guests to have places to park. And so if you're able to, in our membership, we invite you to park at the Courage Center. You got it? Now, don't go there. You know, like, you know, don't. I'll just stay at home and stream. No, don't do that. I went there. I could read your minds. I knew who was thinking that. Well, we are blessed for to have that streaming in case those cannot be with us. But, okay, you've got children. You've got children. I know who they belong to, and I know who's sending them to college. Let's bring them in, okay?
Really easy special request for you today. We are seeking paper egg cartons for the Easter extravaganza. I'm sort of afraid I'm going to be swamped and won't be able to fit in my office with this request, but if you could drop those off at church for us, we're going to use them for the Easter extravaganza on Saturday, April 4th. Thanks.
Let's appreciate these adult volunteers. I look around and I see kids up here for the first time too, and it really touches my heart to see our first time kids up here. It's just great. So let us know our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
God is,
and all is well.
Gone are the dark clouds.
that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Oh, yeah. It looks like a bright sunshiny day. Oh, I think I can make it now. The pain is gone.
The pain is gone.
All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright
sunshiny day.
I like that. Come on, sing that again. Gonna be a
bright
sunshiny day.
All right.
Hey, look all around. There's nothing but blue skies. Here it comes. Look straight ahead. Nothing but blue skies. Gonna melt by the morning, yeah. Gonna be bright
sunshiny day.
I love the winter, but I also love the spring. Gonna